something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the rebroadcast of the July edition of the Healing Streams Life Healing Services with Pastor Chris.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How gracious you are. How gracious you are. Yes, blessed be your name forever. You deserve our praise, our adoration. You're glorious, Lord, and you're gracious. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Yes. One name has all power.
One name we adore thee, the name of
Matthew chapter 10 and verse 8 says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, now freely give. Streams of love are flowing
nothing
all across the globe. On
life.
The final night of the Healing Streams Live Healing Services with the man of God, Pastor
crumble.
Chris, where freely anything is possible, and freely we will see the miraculous
open.
Come before our very eyes. The man of God calls those
one
before
name,
him closer as he takes a look at their case cards with so much love and sincere consideration. That's the end of stomach ulcer for that man as the man of God ministers to him. This woman suffered from breast cancer, but no more. This man had a cyst in the mouth. The man of God lays his hands on his neck and blows a huge dose of the power of God. That's the end of diabetes mellitus. Lump on the neck, glycoma and plantar wart for
nothing
6 years. Man of God blows on him, and that's the power of God go through him. This is the end of sickle cell anemia. Hepatitis B and uterine fibroids are healed by the power of the Spirit today. And the man of God ministers to this woman who was diagnosed with a lump breast. Breast cancer
name,
is completely obliterated today. This woman had a skin infection, but the power of God, the same Spirit
one
that raised Christ from the dead, now vitalizes each and every one of their bodies. That's the end of hepatitis B, and they're free. Hallelujah. This man suffered from mouth cancer, but we can see a protrusion in the eye. The man of God directs the power of God to that cancer, and cancer is destroyed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, man of God blows into this woman's eyes. And already some of these people are vibrating in the power of the Holy Ghost. The man of God commands the devil out with just a flick of the finger. This is the end of sickle cell anemia. And see them rejoice for their miracle. They're free. Hallelujah. And now the man of God begins to minister two by two. That's the end of prostate cancer and schizophrenia. Mental disorders are all obliterated by the power of the Holy Spirit. We see the unction of the Lord in such great manifestation of the miraculous. Hallelujah! Shout glory! Acts chapter 10 and verse 38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Dermatitis is what this little girl was diagnosed, and the man of God ministers to that little child with the love and compassion of Christ. We see the demonstration of the power in the name of the Lord Jesus right before our very eyes. Abdominal pains are healed. Body pains are healed. That's the power of God going through her. This two-year-old little boy suffered from constipation. Man of God lays his hands on his head. And that's it. Praise the Lord. They're free. Hallelujah. Asthma is her day is greater as the latter is always greater than the former. Lumbar spondylosis is healed. This woman is vibrating so much as the power of God hits her. That's the end of Parkinson's disease, demonic oppression for 27 years. And she's free from the demons that had held her bound. Now the man of God is before this man ministering with so much love and compassion. It's the end of body itching and hemorrhoids. Ministering with the love of Christ. And that's it. They're free. Hallelujah. A man of God gave the word last night that in a flash, anything is possible. And like the flash, one by one, they receive their healing. That's the end of paralysis for that little girl. Stroke comes to an end. Hypertension is destroyed. And arthritis and rheumatism are completely gone from that woman. See them rejoice for their miracle. This child suffered from developmental disorder, immobility, and dumbness. One by one, the children are being healed. Just like our man of God said. Partial deafness healed as the man of God lays his hands into the woman's ears. Uterine fibroids are dissolved, and this child was diagnosed of cerebral palsy. The man of God takes the card, lays it on the child's head, and that child is free from cerebral palsy. He will grow normal. This is the end of stroke for this woman and all its debilitating side effects. As the man of God looks at her deeply into her eyes and considers her case card. She's been suffering for 2 years. And that's it. 2 years of pain has come to an end. Glory be to God. This is the end of lumbar spines and Down syndrome healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Heart conditions, ear conditions, sickle cell anemia. By the speed of the Spirit, it's all happening tonight. It's an overflow of glory. Hallelujah. Psalm 147 says, verse 3, He healeth the brokenhearted. He bindeth up their wounds. Sleep disorder is healed for this man who came from China. Arthritis being healed. Memory loss. Man of God lays his hands on the boy's head and his mind is restored. Leg ulcer. The man of God asks to see which leg and waves the card. And as he waves the card, the power of God is healed and he declares him free. Hallelujah. Also, open sore leg ulcer for this woman. And the man of God declares her free. This child suffered from sickle cell anemia. Man of God ministers to that young child. Stroke and hypertension. The man of God takes a hold of the cane in the woman's hand. The power of God, she can hardly stand. And that's it, she's free. Glory. This man also suffered from a stroke, and the man of God waves the card, says it's all over. Hallelujah. John 10 and verse 10 says that I am come that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. Lives are restored tonight. Families are brought into a place of joy and wholeness in this year of completion, in this month of joy. Pancreatic cancer stands no chance as the man of God ministers to this woman. She shows the area of the pancreas where the cancer used to be, because it's gone. Abdominal pain is healed right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. The word of God has come alive before us this night as the book of Acts has continued before our very eyes. This man suffered from mental disorders. The man of God with a finger waves the devil's responsible out, and that's it. He's healed. See these three young sisters, triplets, I believe, each and every one of them being healed of a speech impediment. That's it. The girls are free. They're healed. Their tongues are loosed and they will speak freely. Glory to God. This woman is being brought before the man of God. She suffered from pelvic pains, muscle ligament weakness, and leg pain.
Just a moment, please. What happened to you?
Liam, I can't even speak. I don't know why it was happening to me. I walked in here.
Exactly, right?
I walked in here. That's when it had been here. Now, just to get up, I can't.
And then you couldn't get up. I noticed that they were trying to get you up and they couldn't.
I couldn't get up.
But you've had pelvic pains?
I mean, pelvic pains. I was not able to walk. I was supposed to walk because of this strip, this hearing streams. I had to manage to walk around. I was walking around.
But
I walked in here.
Right? You'll be all right.
Amen.
You're here for.
Amen.
For a reason, right?
Amen.
You're here for a miracle.
Yes.
Thou devil of darkness, you come out of this woman's body. You come out of her now. Let her go. You're loose. Get up.
That's it! Oh! Whoa! Whoa! Glory! Hallelujah!
She's
healed! Yes, yes! Jesus is alive!
She was too shocked. Hello! How are you?
The man of God.
Just a moment. She's okay. She's all right now. No more. No more. She doesn't need to run. She's okay. She got a surprise. That's why. Hi.
The man of God is before what she ran.
I was trying to get this lady's attention, but she wasn't giving me any attention.
She doesn't speak English, sir.
She's just so serious. I tried to get a smile. She wouldn't give me one. Now she gives me one. I'm happy for you. Because all your problems are gone.
Glory to God.
And from today, you'll be experiencing a lot of blessings and a lot of favor.
Hallelujah.
Where are you from? You're from Togo. Get up.
Man of God instructs her to get up.
Today's her birthday.
This is Michelle. She's 35 years old. Today is her birthday.
Wonderful. Happy birthday. And congratulations.
What
You're
a
free.
Birthday gift from heaven! Hallelujah! What a gift from heaven! Hallelujah! Glory, 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 glory! Jesus is wonderful!
Okay, so, hi. Liver tumors, and then with diabetes, all the tumors are dead. All of them. Not one of them remains, they're all dead. You're free of the diabetes.
Ten years of suffering has now come to an end in this moment.
It's over. You're free.
That's it! Praise the Lord! Washira is up on his feet!
This is Chinyeri. She's 39 years old. She was diagnosed with heart disease and liver enlargement. Enlargement of the heart. Enlargement of the liver. For 9 months.
Out.
She takes in deep breaths of the power of God emitted from the man of God's hands.
One more time. Thank you, Lord.
Every anomaly being corrected, and that's it. The man of God declares her healed. Chinyeri is up on her feet. Hallelujah. Miroslav came from the USA with colon cancer that had metastasized to the liver. As well as the bone.
Just a second. Thou devil of darkness, you come out of this man's body. Come out of him now. Let him go.
Tears coursed down Miroslav's face. As he receives those words from the man of God, he is lifted
out of him.
That foul devil responsible for the sickness has left his body.
Come. Take a deep breath in and out.
Power of God going through Miroslav's body right now.
Just one more time.
Every cancer cell
is healed. Come.
Put to death. That's it. He's free. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Man of God comes before James. James is 52 years old.
You're free.
In a blue suit.
You're
and
free.
That's it. James is free. Hallelujah. He's rejoicing for his miracle. Man of God is now before Isaiah. Isaiah is 52 years old. He suffered from heart failure and diabetes mellitus.
Hi. Your name is David?
This is David. He's 17 years old.
17.
David was diagnosed with an abdominal mass.
He hasn't even started to live. He's just 17, and then he gets this. Now you're going to be well and no more wickedness. All right? Don't mistreat anybody anymore. You agree with me? Don't mistreat anyone anymore. No more fighting. In in the name of Jesus.
Man
I command
God
this mass to die and pass out of your body. Be loosed. The devil of darkness, you come out of him and enter no more into him. You're free.
Man of God declares David free. And David is up on his feet, lifting his hands, giving glory to God. Hallelujah.
If you're not born again, or maybe you don't even understand that, but at least you know you've not been living your life for Jesus Christ. I'm calling on you now to make this wise decision that you want Christ in your heart. You want the life that Jesus gives. I want to lead you into salvation the Bible way. So say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Then salvation will be yours. Say these words now. Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and that he answered you. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who prayed that prayer. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong in your kingdom now. They belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. I bless them with your word, with your love, with your grace. I bless them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You need the Holy Spirit to be able to serve God as he wants you to. You need the Holy Spirit to understand the scriptures. You need the Holy Spirit to guide you in the will of God for your life. You need the Holy Spirit to teach you things of the kingdom of God. See? And when you learn these things of the kingdom, at every appropriate occasion, when you need to be reminded of something you need to know, the Holy Spirit will bring it to your remembrance. See, he is the one that the Father sent to guide us through life and make us successful and victorious in everything. If you listen to him, he'll make you a champion, a victor, a success. If you listen to him. And that's what you have to learn to do. Practice listening to him. So first, receive him into you. Receive him to come and live in your heart, to live inside you. I want to pray for you. And those of us here in this studio will be standing as we pray. And if there's anyone in here who hasn't received the Holy Spirit, of course, this is your moment. And you receive the Holy Spirit as well. language. You'd find that you can talk to God in a heavenly language. That is so important. Because now you can speak a language that's pure, with words that are pure, given to you by God from your spirit. And those words go up to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Listen, everyone needs to have the Holy Spirit. It's got nothing to do with your church denomination. It's possible for you to have been in a church all your life and never heard that you needed to receive the Holy Spirit. It's possible, but that doesn't mean you don't need Him. If Jesus needed to have the Holy Spirit, why wouldn't you? The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ was filled with the Holy Spirit. The apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit. Why would you think you can live without Him? No, you can't. You need Him. So you say, Pastor Chris, what do I do to receive the Holy Spirit? Well, I'm going to give you just a simple instruction. You receive the Holy Spirit in the same simple way that you received Christ Jesus into your heart. You simply believed, and you opened your heart by faith to receive Him. That's all you do. You receive Him into your heart by faith. You say, Lord, I receive to receive Him. That's all you do. You receive Him into your heart by faith. You say, Lord, I receive the Holy Spirit into my heart to live in me from this day. When you say that, believe that He heard you. He wants to come into you and live in you far more than you desire Him. So when you give Him that permission and that invitation to come in, He wouldn't waste any time. As you say it, He'll enter into you. And for many of you, immediately you begin speaking in a heavenly language. You begin saying words that you don't know the meaning, because they're not in your normal human language. But don't stop. Once those words bubble up, don't stop. Just keep speaking them. Just keep speaking. Thank you, Lord.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.